Adam. And then also the failures and the things, the bad things that happen to us cause us to be Kofer Toiv and Gaiva. Those are the five things we said that prevent a person from being Boichen and being Misboinen in the Bria in order to recognize the Chochmah of Hashem in the Bria. Let's just summarize what we kind of saw last week. Now we want to discuss the three things which flow out of Bechina. If a person, the benefits, let's call them benefits, of Bechina, is that a person will recognize and understand the enormous goodness that Hashem is doing for him. And he'll makabal on him put himself in payment for all the goodness that Hashem is doing for him, avodas Hashem. And if he continually pays attention to the chokhmah that one sees in the Bria, and he won't hold back from thinking about and meditating and inquiring into the things that he is able to attain with his senses and his seichel, v'lo yavsik mileroit b'kol yom simonim chadashim shel chokhmah habayis baruch, and every day he'll find new signs of chokhmah habayre. K'mo shomad David haMelech, havel shalom yoyim leyoyim yabiyo eimer. That means every day I'm able to see new chokhmahs of Hashem in the Bria. It's a different kind of an existence. It's a completely different world you're living in. There's no time for sinus chinim in a world like that. No time for Lashon Hara, there's no time for anything. Too busy just having a good time with Hashem. Taking into account the five things we mentioned. That while all that's going on, there's these bad things that are happening, so-called bad things or whatever, and confused, it gets in the way. That's why it's an avoider. Very hard to be sameach b'chelkoi, which is what this brings, when all these bad things are happening. But that's the avoider. Last paragraph. When you'll read the things that I've written in order to arouse you in this chapter, it's incumbent upon you to know it's a small portion. I've given you the tip of the iceberg of the secrets of the many, many chokhmahs that a person can achieve via his own bina, by his own understanding, which will be revealed to you to the extent that you purify yourself, and your neshama becomes more purified and more clean via the maisim tovim you do, and you'll be able to understand more and more and more of the secrets of the chokhmah of the boira. And when you eventually get to an understanding of the secrets of Hashem's wisdom, to the extent that you're able to, alecha ledat, thank you. Ki kol ma sheisakta michochmas haboyre veichalta b'olam hazeh, when you've stretched yourself as far as you can go, and you understand everything that you can possibly understand about the chochma of Hashem in the Bria, which is an enormous amount today, by the way. Most of the work's been done already. You don't have to sit there and work out the chokhmah of the Bria in the constellations or in the genetics or in medicine. Someone's done it for you. You just have to pick up a you know, Science Weekly or whatever they call them, whatever, and avoid the apicosis in there, and it's the chokhmah. Just medicine, you know, just dealing with your own personal health. You see the unbelievable genius. So how far you can go is enormous today. We know things that it's unbelievable how much we know about the chokhmah of the Bria. But you need to know, everything that you've achieved in understanding the wisdom of Hashem in Olam Hazeh, It's nothing compared to what he really is. What we can grasp, what we can understand down here, with all our koichas, you'll stretch it to the extreme limits of what you can understand. It's nothing, nothing, nothing as to what the koichas really are. Because all we're able to see are the things that were created for us. We don't see all the consonants, we don't see where it stretches out to. Hashem's abilities are infinite. A person's yira that he has, his all that he has for Hashem, has to be according to Hashem's infinite qualities and abilities, and not just according to how much you understand of Hashem. I understand Hashem so much, so my yira is so much. Now, don't limit your awe of Hashem based on what you know. The awe of Hashem has to be based on what He's capable of, which is infinite. That means what we see here is only there to arouse you to understand how great it really is. When you understand how great Hashem really is, and it's awesome, it's almost immobilizing, yeah? Know that that's nothing. And that it's much, much, much bigger, and attune your awe to Hashem based on that, not on what you know. That's what he's telling us here. That means after you've meditated on just the simple stuff we know, simple biology, just the way a child is created, the way the world works, the way your hands work, the way everything's created, and you go further, you understand all about the heavens and the Milky Way and the billions of Milky Ways and the neutron stars and the black holes, and you go, that's nothing compared to what there really is out there. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So if you're awestruck by that, take that and multiply that by the infinite, and I don't know what you get to in mathematics, but it's big. If you want a marshal of what this looks like, it's a marshal of a child that was born in the dungeons of the king's dungeons, his prison dungeons. That was where the kid was born. The king had racham on him, and he instructed to give him everything that this kid needs. So the child grew up and his seichel increased. He knew nothing about anything that existed outside his little dungeon. The agent of the king used to come and give him all the time whenever he needed candles, food, drink, clothes. And he tells this kid, you're the Eved of the Melech. And this pit that you're in, and all the food and everything that I bring you, it's all the Melechs. And the child took upon himself to praise and thank the Melech, because everything he has is from the Melech. I thank the Balabor, the master of this pit, of this dungeon, that took me to be his Eved. And he's paying attention and giving me everything I need and filling all my needs. You're missing the point. The Melech is not Bala Bora Zeh. The Melech is not just the Bala Bora Zeh. The Melech is the Melech of the whole country. You'll never be able to understand how much the Melech has in this world. You relate to the Melech that he's the Bala Bora, and he gives you your food, and that's all he's doing the whole day. You have to know the Melech of this boar is the Melech of the whole Medina. He's much bigger than you can imagine. You're not the only Eved that the king's got. He ain't misbal avodov. He's got millions of avodim. And what he's doing for you, it's a drip of what he's doing for the rest of the Medina. And how much he's concerned and how much time he's spending in the day on worrying about you is nothing compared to what he's doing for everybody else. Va'imer anar. Einaini masig mu'ma makol mashi eskata. I don't understand anything you're talking about. Ani mevin mimahus ha-melech rak kefi mashi ra'iti es tuvoi u'memsholtoi. All I know about the melech is what I see, what he does for me. I don't see anything else. Amo lo ha-shliach, ima ifo kach. Ani mashabach ha-melech ha-elyoin asher ein keitz le-malchusoi. I praise the king, the higher king, that there's no limit to his kingship. Ve'ein gvul le-toyve lo-chasodoi. And there's no limit to his chesed. Ve'ani nechshav la'ein ve'efes lumas cheloisa v'rabim. And I'm nothing compared to his multitudes, his legions. Ve'atov shu mashpir ala enu nechshav l'ma'um aloim es eitzim echolten. What he's doing for me is nothing compared to what he's able to do. U'ma'at ahivin ana, suddenly the child understands, mimahus ha-melech es mashu lo ayom ahivin mikoidim. He understands something about the essence of the king they didn't understand before. And now the enormous elevation started, the roimimus of the melech started grasping the kid's understanding. He suddenly started getting an enormous awe. He suddenly started appreciating how much good the melech really did for him. This child is a very small pawn in the entire royal cheshbonos, and yet, look how much the king's giving for him, even though he's worth nothing. So he started understanding how much chesed, how much kindness this melech really is. He's taking care of me. I'm a nobody. And he started suddenly increasing his understanding and his relationship to who really was his benefactor. And now my brother, sim leiv kama doime ha-moshel le-limshol. I mean, the nimshol's poshut, yeah? The moshel is fully understood, yeah? We're talking about Asen Hashem. Keshe mistakel b'galgal ha-rakia soivev es kadur ha-aretz. When you look at the firmament that's flying around the kadur ha-aretz. Shere im einanu mevinim es ma she-nimtze b'bika ketana she-ba-aretz. If you don't understand what's going on in the smallest valley in the world you can find, you certainly don't understand what's going on in the whole planet. You certainly don't understand what's going on in the heavens, in the beyond the atmosphere of this planet, and the other planets, and then all the other galaxies and universes that are out there. The same way as this kid sitting in a pit, couldn't understand how great the melech was. He couldn't toifes. What this melech, who's the king of this whole Medina, is in responsible for and what he's dealing with. We can't understand what's going on in this world, even though I said today we understand a lot more than we've ever understood. And even that's nothing. The more they discover about the workings of this world, the more they realize how little they understand. The deeper they plummet into the subatomic particles and the more they go into SGS physics and the new revelations and whatever, the more they realize, and lo yodim klum. You know, when they discovered quarks and whatever, they thought they'd arrived. That was it. They understood what was going on. And then they started discovering subquarks and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and they stand in awe of what they see. It's quite amazing. Someone wrote, so it's a Goyish book. I read this before. I was through. I don't know if it's mooted today. One of the great astrophysicists happened to be a Buddhist. That happens to a lot of people. Especially if they're Jewish, they become they start seeing things going on in the scientific world that gets them to go very mystical. And this guy wrote a book comparing the scientific findings to the ancient Buddhist writings. It was quite fantastic to see the similarities. He was quoting Heisenberg and all the gurus of the astrophysics world, and he was quoting all the Buddhist gurus or whatever, and they were saying exactly the same thing. It's quite astounding. And it's probably becoming more formal, whatever you see, it's there in the Torah as well, it's all there. It's all the, whatever they're discovering now, we've known. They're not being megala anything new. You have to know where to find it, and you have to know how to learn it, and obviously it's not so posh. What our great Mukubalim, the great Tanoim and the Mavim knew and understood about the workings of the world, they're only starting to discover pizzi of that today. And it's humongous, it's enormous, what they know today that they didn't know 100 years ago. And it's nothing compared to what the real Koichus of Hashem. His boyden achi b'moshel zev b'boy b'vdokoto. Go, my brother, he says, and meditate on this moshel and check it out. V'hoved migdulas v'yicholus abayis bach behetem l'mashehu. And go and understand the greatness and the power of Hashem in accordance with who He is. And understanding of how much good He's doing for you will your eyes will be opened, and you'll understand how much more He's doing for you than you ever believed. Hashem has a lot of stuff to take care of. On a day-to-day basis, Hashem's job description is awesome, what He has to take care of. He has to feed everybody in the world. It's billions and billions and billions of creatures. He has to make sure that their eyes are working, their hearts are beating, everything. He's taking care of all of that. The kol zeis hu sam es ein hashkechosa pratis eilecha de toiva. And at the same time, he's taking personal care of you. When you go to the bathroom, shashay yotza, you say yadu galuvi yadu lifne kisei kvedecha. You know where your physical workings are being examined and taken care of. Kisei kvedecha. Hashem bekvede atzmi is taking care of the way that your body is working now. That's why he's taking care of everything else. It's unbelievable. V'habet v'hadras kovod el sefer terosav its meisav. And then go look and have a look at the enormous beauty in the hadar, the beauty, the glow of what's written in his Torah and his mitzvahs. U'tayeh b'machshavotcho es ha'pachad ves ha'kovod harav shelib karoichesh la'odem ha'amid u'mechubad yoysim imcho. And go understand how much pachad and kovod you have for somebody who's greater than you. Shekakol shema'amodo oile al mamotcho, kakol shu zokot l'cha pachot. The less this person needs you and the more he's standing in your eyes is greater. G'day lebanecha yoysam ala tuvcha imcho. U'behetem laka chincha miyaches erech litmoysa v'azrosot. Now when you look at Hashem, how much more value will you give to His mitzvahs and His commands. And as a result of that, you'll be mitametz more and more and more to do His will. You just do it because you feel machayev. How can I say no? Somebody does you a lot of favors, right? And he phones you up and he needs you just to make a phone call to speak to somebody. You're going to say no? You feel obligated. The guy did so much for you, went out of his way to help you, whatever. You feel obligated. Meshubad. You're meshubad. As achas kama v'kama lati toiv l'abayis baruch v'la'avdoi b'lavev shalom itoi hirus v'kovet. How much more so when we're talking about Hashem, one has to be maketoiv, to korosatoiv, and you have to serve Him with a leiv shalom in from a place of awe and honor, kovet. Sh'ein cheike v'ein soif l'gudlose v'yicholte. There's no limit to Hashem's godliness and his greatness and His goodness. U'malarot sh'ein uzokuk lanu klal. He doesn't need us for nothing. You can say, yeah, Hashem's going to be nice to me because at the end of the day, I mean, what's He going to do without me? There are people out there that, you know, kind of feel like, you know, go to the coast and I say, Hashem, it's me. Do you need anything? So the people that really feel that, you know, Hashem can't survive without them. But most people understand Hashem really doesn't need me.
He gives us nisim and niflois ein sof. Rachamim v'chasodim ad ein mispo b'kol esu b'kol shah.
He's overwhelming us with goodness every moment. Hashem should place us with His enormous chesed. Our portion should be amongst those that are serving Hashem and recognizing His ways of goodness and His essence as opposed to the others. Hadron Alecha, Shara Pachinu. Tov. The next Shayari Shah Avodas Elokim, which makes sense, because once you've got to Shara Bechina, you realize that you're Meshubat Tashem Yatud and Shara Avodas Elokim. It's very hard, and I'm not going to be doing it here. And as a result of Shara Elokim, you have to get Shara Betochen, because as we said, without the Tochen, you can't serve Hashem properly. So the question is do we go back to Shara Betochen from the beginning? That's one option. Start again. We just sort of read it very cursory the last time. There's a complex, maybe it's not learning a bit deeper. The other option, maybe a little bit better. Somebody really took it upon himself to do something about it. Started learning Shemiras Haloshin every day and putting his efforts into this and learned the Avas Chesed properly and put an effort into it. Maybe I'm not talking to those people. But the rest of us who, whatever we do and we, you know, we kick ourselves when we catch ourselves speaking Lashon Hara, and we promise we'll never do it again, and we carry on doing it again, and we have Merivot, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And the world doesn't look that different to last year. So all the shirim, all the chizuks, and all the Lashon Hara rallies, and all the discs, and all the videos, and everything that come out this time of year we watch, haven't changed us that much. Haraya, we're watching them again, and every year my wife gets these Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundations. There's a woman in Ofakim that gets a disc, and we take them off to there's a little lab in Ofakim, and I give it to them, and he makes copies for us so we can distribute them, whatever. So when I walked in on Erev Shabbos to his little lab, he says, ah, if you're here, it means Mashiach isn't. Understand, you know, if you're still listening to your discs and whatever, as a vice versa, you know, the last year's ones didn't help. But he's still here. So I really believe the problem is not with Shmiras Halosh and the problem with Sinas Chin, the problem is with Avos Hashem. If we would work on Avos Hashem, I'd have a hard time hating you. Because if I love Hashem, I love what he loves, and he loves every Jew. So if you love somebody, you don't hurt their children. Even if you don't like his children could be the biggest nudnikim, that the guy's making a noise while you're trying to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. But you love the father, so you put up with the kids. And you finally accommodate them. You don't love something, you don't hurt something that somebody that you love loves. It's just the law seems a kacha. If our relationship with Hashem and a relationship with Hashem, in order for our relationship with Hashem to improve, our relationship with ourselves has to improve. It starts with me. You can't have avos chinam, which is what the cure for sinas chinam is, if you don't have avos atzmi. Reb Shimon Shkop says starts with kamoicha, chayecha koidmim. You come first. If you don't love yourself, you can't have avos Hashem and you can't have avos Re'echo. So we have to get in touch with who we are and understand who we really are in order to know how to deal with the crisis. If we understood who we were and how much Hashem loved us, we'd understand how much Hashem loves everybody else, those problems would melt away automatically, I believe. While all the emphasis is not on that, it's on everything else, I don't know. I'm too small to, I'm not going to argue with the big guys out there. They're all giving sherry one. But from Rav Pinkus and from Rav Taub and from Arabayim and whatever, this became very clear that this is Inyana de Yoma, this is the issue facing Klal Yisrael today. It's bringing Hashem more and more into your life. To the extent you bring Hashem more into your life, a lot of those problems go away. When somebody bumps you, or somebody hits you, or somebody curses you, or whatever, you don't take it personally from him, because you understand it's got nothing to do with him. I needed to get a bump. It just happens it was him. If it wasn't him, Hashem would have sent somebody else to bump me. This is not between him and me. Between me and Hashem, I have to understand what Hashem wants from me here. And then my whole life revolves. You want to go to Beis Din, take Hashem to Beis Din. It's him that's causing you the problems. No one else. Nobody else. No one else can help you or hurt you if Hashem didn't maskim to this. So the more we put Hashem in our lives, the more we practice, Targili, more practice, and it's avoided kasher, the better our interpersonal relationships will get. It's not your wife that didn't make you supper. Hashem decided, lo magia lecha supper today. Go find out why. She would have loved to have made you supper. You just didn't deserve it. So why get cross with her? Because I told her that I'm coming, I'm early, and I'm giving a big share tonight, and I need to give share today, and I've got a big business meeting, and I asked her, please, you come, and she's lying on the couch talking on the phone. And the kitchen hasn't been used today. So what do? You get upset. You start giving it to her, right? How long does it take you to get out of that mess? You walk through the front door and you understand, Ani ma'amin be'mun ha'shleimah, sh'aboy rizpach sh'may hu boy romanik l'kol ha'bruim. So she forgot, how did I forget? She feels terrible, but it's too late now, you already opened your mouth. As you walk through the front door and you understand, I call me Shamayim, you go, Hashem, what did I do today that you didn't make me supper? Now that takes a lot of practice, but we'll take upon ourselves at least to start practicing. Hashem will see that we're serious about trying to practice and going to the gym and work on these sugyas. Might make things a lot better. Promising myself that I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again and blah, 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 blah.
It's each year, it's like the same, it seems.
It's with everything. It's the same with Elul. That's why they're voided now. They're voided for Tisha B'Av. It was already the beginning of the voided for Elul.
Yeah.
You know what Elul's going to look like? You're going to take out a list of all the things that you need to fix. There's about 5 million things on that list. And they're all the ones from last year. There's nothing new, nothing's changed. Why? We spoke about this last year. I think last year we actually made some progress. I did, Baruch Hashem. I can come, Baruch Hashem. Took on something, stuck to it, worked it through, not Mayachuz, maybe 70%. It's big. That area of my life looks a bit different, Baruch Hashem. That's what we spoke about last year. I don't know if anyone remembers. You're leaving because I've got to
No, not just yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As it starts now. It all starts in South Africa when I learned in Koilo. Edel's month started Motzei Tisha B'Av, because the winter vacation used to be around about now, and then the schools used to go back around about now. So the Koilo used to start, and we always used to take off in summer's month, in what's winter's month. Yeah, we used to take off a week or two to go to the beach and whatever. So the Rav wanted to make it up, so we used to make it up now in winter. So Edel's month, Mama started when it's supposed to be. Motzei Tisha B'Av, Edel's month starts.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You have Tisha B'Av and then you forget that you're alive for 3 weeks and then you bounce back into Elul and there's no time for anything. Elul's month starts on Tisha B'Av. Kapshuta, if you don't wake up on Elul on Tisha B'Av and realize that things are bad, then why would you change anything? You're supposed to get a shock on Tisha B'Av and realize, wow, things are really bad, I better do something about it. And then slowly start getting ready.
We want to do the big things, but the reality is we have to change the little things. And it's
what I spoke about last year. That was the whole thought. Yeah. You don't become great by doing great things. You become great by doing little things. There's a big Yetzer Hara there. That's the hardest thing in the world. It was Adam Rishon's Nisoyon. Adam Rishon had koiches. He could see me sofa oilam at sofa oilam. You tell you that the koiches, the Malachim wanted to daven to him. He was so close to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That the Malachim wanted to daven to him. Imagine how great he must have been. We can't even begin to imagine. And what does Hashem say to him? All I need you to do is just lie on your back. The Malachim will feed you and roast meat for you and pop grapes into your mouth. Just do me one favor, okay? Populate the world and don't eat from that tree. Are you crazy? That's it? There's no ways. You want me to actually destroy the world and rebuild it and put it all back together again and do big... No, I just want you to lie on your back and don't do anything. Just don't destroy my world. That's all Hashem asked him to do. That's all Hashem asked us to do. Piskul Pesach kechudesh machat. Piskul Pesach kechudesh machat, like you're talking about. Veftach lecha Pesach kula. You just make a little pinprick and I'll open for you big gate. So why don't we have big gateways open in front of us? Hashem promised. Because you haven't made a pinprick. You know why? Because we're trying to make big gateways. You stand there with your little, you know, he gives you a little hand drill because he wants to make a little hole. And you stand there bashing the wall, you know, with a little hand drill, you know. Can't stand his gate nished. Yeah, that's the biggest Yetzer Hara. I was miskaven Boch Hashem last year, had a big chiddush on that sugya. I don't know if you remember the breakfast shiur, I gave a shiur on that. Now the Yetzer Hara comes to us with very small things because what he wants at the end is a big thing. When you come to him with a small thing because you can see at the end a big thing, he makes a joke out of it and doesn't let you do the little small thing. You have to turn it around and tell him, 1 second, that's exactly how you behave. You come to me with little things because you want to destroy my life. Yeah, that requires also a lot of concentration because the Yetzer Hara is very good in that area. The Yetzer Hara comes to you with big things. Like, ooh, that's it, no more Lashon Hara, no more Simas Chinam, you know, no more, no. Do me a favor. Start learning one halacha of Hilchos Shmiras Haloshin every day, that's all. I mean, that's it, what's that going to do? That's Piskul Pesach Kechudesh HaMachat. That'll open up the gateways. And if you do it, you'll see it does. That's why it doesn't let you do it. Why doesn't it let you do that? What's so hard about learning one halacha of Shmiras Haloshin a day? What is so hard about that? Try, you'll see it's impossibly difficult. Maybe for a week, two, three, a month, 2 months, and then what happens? Why is it so hard?
The Gemara says, just before Mashiach, that meant to hear Ne'ederet.
No, but this was always a problem. This is time and immoral. Piskul Pesach Kechudesh HaMachat isn't a new problem. That's an old problem. You're talking about something else. I'm talking about the truth. It's a simple question. I speak Lashon Hara Ein Sof. I know that the only way I'm going to stop is if I start learning one halacha a day. Taking on never to speak for 2 hours a day and all these things. I tried it. Doesn't work. It works for a while. I would say, Lo Lech. Lo Lech. But I know, and it's been promised to me, if I start learning Hilchos Lashon Hara one halacha a day, in the end of the year, I'll be a completely different person. And what's so hard about learning one halacha a day? It should be peasy. Any idiot can do that. I mean, 3 minutes a day, you can't learn, whatever. Why does the Yetzer Hara fight that so hard? If he doesn't fight, you beseder. So then learn two a day. Find out where your stress point with him is. But try to do one a day. Don't even try the two a day or the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Don't even try that. That's too hard. Take one a day and try. See, why is it so hard? You don't have the time? You don't understand what he's saying? Nonsense. There's 27 different Pirushim in English and discs and whatever, you know, and Loshon Rosh Hayomi and Ashur. There's no excuse not to learn one halakha of Loshon Hara. And yet, it's impossibly difficult to do. It must be very important. Otherwise, why is the Yetzer Hara putting so much effort into it?
Toiv. Your best Rebbe. Your Yetzirah is the biggest Rebbe you'll ever have. He'll tell you exactly what's important and what's not. Just check it out. Where's the resistance? The resistance isn't to doing big things. The Yetzirah will let you go off there and do the biggest, greatest things in the world. He'll let you, whatever you want. You want to go to the moon, he'll let you go to the moon. Ain't shumbaya. But try and learn one aloch of Shmiras Halosh in a day. If that's your problem, if your problem is Gzeila, go learn one aloch of Hilchas Gzeila, dad. Whatever your problem is. Yeah? This enormous taiva for whatever. So go learn whatever you have to learn. But just one little pitsy aloha a day. Why is he killing you not to do it? Must be, it's important. All right. I'm going to walk you after you.
Rabbi, Baba Basa, first parak, that's for sure.
I believe so, yeah. That's what they told me.
No.